Hi everyone, welcome back to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace. On today's local business love episode, I am chatting with Miss Sarah Roddy from Get in the Loop. She is the local owner of this amazing app where you can discover exclusive offers and unique experiences at Windsor Essex businesses. Very cool app. I have downloaded and utilized it so far. I know you're going to learn something from this episode. Grab yourself some water and thanks for listening. Are you tired of visiting the same restaurants? Are you hungry for new suggestions in the Windsor, Essex County, and Detroit area? Follow Scenes from Dinner at www.scenesfromdinner.ca or visit their Instagram page at Scenes from Dinner. Oh, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. That's awesome. This morning I have Sarah Roddy, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. From Get in the Loop, Windsor, Essex. I'm so excited to talk to you. This is very exciting. I'm excited to learn about what Get in the Loop is all about. I want to get in the loop about it. I'm sure you've heard that
all before. The time. Yeah. And by the end of this, you'll be in the loop.
All right. So if anyone isn't aware, kind of like me, I know the basis of it, but can you just start off by telling us exactly what Get in the Loop is?
Sure. So it is a shop local community that helps local businesses connect with consumers who are looking for offers, loyalty programs, and unique experiences. Simply put, you download a free app, and once you're in there, you can discover local businesses. You can see what they offer, whether that's a discount or deal. It's kind of like a coupon book in your app. And then you can also join loyalty programs, enter giveaways, and a lot of people like just learning about local businesses, not necessarily using the deals, but just learning about new businesses and maybe additional services that they didn't know that they offered.
Hmm. Okay. So it's all done through an app.
Pretty much. That's the main product, okay. I should say, but we do target our members and audience through other channels as well.
Cool. Too. Okay. Like a website maybe?
Yeah, so we do have a website. Okay. So it, like, you could go and browse the offers before joining as a member. We send emails to our members once they join, and we do push notifications. I do a lot of stuff on my social media, and then also, and this might get super technical, so I do apologize.
No, it's necessary.
So I'll do my best to explain it. But we do integrations with other platforms. So for example, if you were to go to Retail Insider right now, you could go to the local offers tab, and then you'll see a bunch of Windsor Essex businesses with their offers listed on that website. Okay. And then another one is Benefit Hub, and they're like an employee perk platform. So big employers like Amazon and Walmart will give this platform to their employees to like keep them engaged and stuff. And within that platform, there's a place for local deals. And once again, you can find our local deals in their platform.
Okay. So you are the local owner of this area. This is an Ontario based thing.
This is a Canadian made technology with franchise owners all across the country. Yeah.
Yes. So I love that.
Me too. Cause then I can like talk to people in like London and be like, what are you doing? And, you know, and there's ways to like cope, market with different markets. And then I have like a digital marketing team that I can tap into for resources. So,
okay. So that's a really good thing to have.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little less lonely.
No. Well, there you go. Yeah. Instagram has helped with that throughout the last couple of years too. Feeling less lonely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I often talk about Instagram friends on here because they just have created such wonderful relationships. And I think you and I share, it seems as though we share the love for supporting local and our community for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big time.
So Can I ask another question? If I were a entrepreneur or business owner and I wanted to offer my services to the members, how do I go about doing that?
So I like to meet the person first. I'm all about building relationships. I think that's really important. We like to form partnerships, not just, clients. So that's usually the first step, either a quick phone call, to see if it is a good fit, and then or go right to an in-person. And during that conversation, I like to learn a lot about the business because not every business has the same goals, and the platform can be used to meet all sorts of different goals. So we need to figure that out first.
That's
And
smart.
then, yeah, well, I mean, it's very different. It's not like anything else that we have here, or anywhere really. So it's important that it's kind of like an education, I guess, meeting and just casual conversation. I mean, I'm not a high pressure salesperson whatsoever. Like it might be a bad thing, but at the end of the day, I just want people to feel like they're really understanding the product without that pressure.
That is great. No one likes
Yeah.
pressure, right?
Oh, and myself included, because I also have to explore, advertising and marketing options myself. And I've been in those situations where I felt, a lot of pressure, and I don't like that one bit. I like to be able to think things over, get advice, before I make that decision. So yeah.
Such very great way to approach the whole situation. I think that that's probably why you're successful in what you're doing is because of your approach and not being overly aggressive, as we know. As far as the app goes, like how would I sign up if I wanted to be a member and to benefit from these, basically like a coupon hub for local, right?
That's one way to look at it for sure. So you would just go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, and it's a free download.
It's free.
Yeah,
Wow,
yeah,
what
yeah.
an
So you,
incentive.
right? We like incentives. So yeah, you download it for free, and then it's just a couple steps. We just want to know, and it's up to you, it's optional, but we just want to know your first name, your gender, and your age. And that is used to help the business owner get an idea of who's actually viewing their offers. But we don't like taking much more than that because it can get kind of intrusive, and we're all about the member experience. So yeah, it's just a couple questions, and you can sign up with your Facebook if you want to. So that makes it like even quicker. And then once you're in, you can like just go ahead and browse, or you can customize your profile. So like say if you only care about food and drink, you can make it so that you only get push notifications for that. Yeah, and then just you can cut out the rest if you're not interested. And same with our emails, like you can really customize it so that you're not getting them every day necessarily. You're just getting it when there's like newer stuff, or if there's like a partner highlight and you want to make sure you learn about it.
All right. So you go to the actual app store. You don't have to do it through the website or anything like that. I get it. Awesome. All right. I'm gonna make sure that I tag all of the necessary things for people to make it pretty easy to do that in the description of the episode. Now I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about, and we spoke a little earlier, he, about how I don't like to do a lot of reading or background checks, if you will, on my people anymore that I interview because I like to learn. But I did see that you were on Neighbors of Riverside.
Yes. Oh, you
And
did see that.
I didn't get to read it. However, another thing we may share in common is that our and you don't necessarily actually don't tell me the story, but I want to touch a little bit on your experience through that being on that magazine because it's so awesome to be part of that and an article about your grandparents serving in World War II, which I share that as well, my grandfather. So I thought it was important for me to let you know that. And my
Yeah.
husband's grandfather also. Yeah, so that's, I can't wait to read that, get my hands on that. I know it's from a little bit ago, but I will find it.
Nice. Okay. And if not, I have, I think, two copies.
Okay, I'll borrow
So
it, or just sit, or maybe we can like hang out one day and I'll read it
yes,
to
I'd
you.
love
I'll read it
Thanks.
to
Remind me of my story.
you. So, how, what, like, how cool is that you were on the cover of that magazine?
Yeah, I know. I felt like a bit of a
Oh yeah,
celebrity.
it is such a lovely picture.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was out west, Maureen Lake. So, but the feature, because it was November's magazine, it was all about Remembrance Day. So I was like, okay, well, I'll share the story about my grandparents, because both sets of grandparents served as in some capacity during the World War II. So it was just appropriate to share
Very.
that. Yeah, and like, what's really cool about it too is like anything could have happened. I mean, for anybody, right? For you as well. You know, what if my grandpa, you know, died during the war? He never would have met my grandma, and then my mom would have been born, and then I wouldn't have been born, right? So it's like, I find
Oh yeah.
it's so like just everything that happened, right? Like, and I know my grandma, her first love, he actually died. He was a pilot. So again, like, you know, what if he didn't die? Like, I wouldn't be here right now, right? So it's just such a crazy, and then my grandma, she was from Scotland, so she was a war bride. So my grandpa was from here and brought her back to Canada. So again, they never would have met, right? Like it was such a crazy and you know, scary and sad moment in, you know, history. But I mean, the things that have happened afterwards never would have. So
Very interesting. Well, thanks for sharing that with me. I can't wait to read
absolutely.
it. Yeah, that's really cool. So do you mentioned if you were in out west, or and then do you like to travel? Do you like to leave this place of Windsor? Or are you a homebody? I'm curious to know. I feel like you're a traveler.
I'm both. Yeah, so that makes things challenging because you can't be in two places at once.
Or can
So
you?
you're right. One day maybe. So no, I do like to explore. But I like to explore local as well too. So it's not just, you know, it's not just me running away. I love Windsor Essex, and I love when I travel sharing about where I'm from and how awesome we are. So it's a little bit of both. Like I've thought about being a digital nomad, but then I'm like, I'm gonna really miss my friends and family and business partners. So I don't know if I could do it full time. So like maybe a month out of the country, a month here type thing, you know?
In the perfect world, my friend.
Yes.
Are you from Windsor?
Not originally, but I've been here since 2003. Yeah.
So.
Almost 20 years. Oh my gosh.
Wow, are you from Canada, Ontario?
Yeah, so I grew up
Okay.
in St. Catharines.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then came here for school. So that's what brought me to Windsor.
And what did we go to school for? Wait, let me see if I can guess this.
Oh, you're not going to be able to. If you do,
No. Oh, Windsor, came to Windsor, came to Windsor. To Teachers College?
Nope.
I mean, that's just, I don't know why I even said that, but that's what I said.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Okay.
my mom was a teacher, so it's not far off, you
Okay.
know. So,
Okay.
yeah.
What did you study?
Criminology.
Ooh.
It
Very interesting.
was, but I don't use it like at all in anything I do now.
Yeah, isn't it kind of interesting how I believe personally that we're kind of in our area, not forced, but led to make a choice of what we want to do with our lives at quite a young age.
Too young.
My perspective, right? I mean, yes, I
Yeah,
like
for me too.
education, right? I just don't necessarily think it's necessary for us to know at such a young, at 18, 19 years old, what the hell we want to be when we're grown up.
Exactly.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
I like change every 5 to 10 years.
I think it makes for a really happy human when you change things up, because as
animals, I guess. We're not meant to be, doing the same thing all the time, I guess. So I think it makes for ladies like us, it makes us more happy and content with life because we are always changing it up, keeping
Never
people
dull
on their
moment.
toes. No.
Exactly.
So you spoke earlier about asking people that you meet, possible partners, what their goals are. What would you say your goals are for either you as a human or for Get in the Loop?
Yeah, so for Get in the Loop, I mean, I think my biggest thing is I really want this to be a household name in Windsor, Essex, and for people to truly embrace it and adapt it, just because
Oh.
it's so powerful. Like, there's just so many things that it can do. So really right now my goal is getting the word out to as many business owners as possible and having those conversations, because it's really important that they are aware of their options, because there are so many options. And as well as I do, business owners do not have time to sit down and research every single thing out there. So yeah, that's right now, really, that's my biggest goal, is really making sure that people know, so that I can, explain how it works from the horse's mouth. Because again, just like you're learning today, a lot of this stuff you're not going to know just from going to our website. You're not going to really truly grasp how it can work for your business specifically. So yeah, so that's like the immediate goal. And then the long-term goal is to make it like the go-to place to discover local and save money, earn rewards, and just get really excited about Windsor Essex businesses.
So I could virtually go on and say, if we wanted to say do dinner or something, look on there to see if there's any incentive.
Yeah, exactly.
Or,
And you
yeah.
can search, like shoes.
Oh.
And then you can see what offers there are around shoes. Like, that's just a silly example, but you can use the app to do that too, to quickly find
Okay.
stuff. Yeah.
This is great. I love that I learned about this, and I will be downloading this app as soon
Yay.
as we hang up. This is cool. I will also spread the word because I will do that with things that I believe in.
Nice, thank you.
And I did look on your Instagram and I found that a lot of the people that you are affiliated with, I am as well.
Right, of course.
So, the common ground and is there. So I appreciate that. It was lovely connecting with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Candice, for having me.
Yes, of course. I can't wait to see you at an event
I'm at
someday.
the farmers market on Saturday, so.
Yeah,
Not
me
every
too.
Saturday. So I don't know if I can say which Saturday, because I don't know
Okay.
when this is going to be.
We'll
But
touch base. I usually go too.
awesome. So
Yeah.
come say hi and play Plinko for some swag.
Okay, I definitely will before I let you go, and I'm gonna win. I win at all that kind of
Nice.
shit,
Nice.
always.
Awesome. I like winning.
Yeah, winner. Before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot and ask you, don't be scared,
Oh, God.
just to shout out a couple local businesses, maybe that you think we have not heard of.
Okay, so that's a challenge for me, because I assume everybody knows every business.
Okay, so just name the ones that come to your beautiful mind.
Well, sometimes I get surprised when I mention Dressed by an Olive and people don't know who they are.
Love those guys. Okay.
Amazing.
Just Pine Olive, got
Yeah, and then
it.
it's funny because I've listened to some of your episodes, so. So
Yeah,
I can't say Little Love Foods, because everybody knows Little Love
but
Foods.
I mean there are some it's something to be said about the ones that are shouted out
Yeah.
multiple times. It's
That's true. Yeah.
and when I do interview those people eventually they're lovely and I
Right.
totally get it 'cause
Yeah.
not everybody's lovely,
Yeah,
And I
yeah.
think we have to accept that, but we
I
could
think
just
we do,
hope that they'll be lovely one day. But
Right.
Littlefoot Foods, Rachel and Rob, beautiful humans. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I got one that
You do?
I don't think a ton of people are gonna know,
Okay.
because they are pretty new. They're like me, they're a franchise. Nurse Next Door Home Care Services. So I don't know if you've seen the pink Mini Coupe driving around, but Shannon, she's a nurse, and she took the leap and bought this franchise for Windsor Essex.
Good
And
for her.
it's yeah, it's a and she so she's going to be hiring nurses and PSWs and taking care of our seniors in our community too. So
I got
yeah,
chills. This is
I know.
so
I know.
necessary.
It really is. And I already have a friend who's actually using the services, and it's really helped him out already. So taking care of his
Wow.
parents. Yeah. So I'm really excited to help get the word out about what she does, because it's amazing, like on so many different levels.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking into that immediately. I definitely know people who could benefit from that. Wow.
Nice. Thanks.
That's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that. Thanks for
Yeah.
let's see. This is me learning
I
again.
love it.
I do.
Finally,
Yay.
finally a business you haven't heard of.
I love it. I'm excited to reach
Yeah.
out to her as well and just let her know how appreciative. I don't even know her, but her
Yeah.
services are needed. So
Yeah, awesome. She'd love
we'll
to hear
see.
that, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I will do it then. Thanks for confirming. All right. Well, thank you so much. This was lovely. Again, I'll see you at the market one day. And yeah, thanks for supporting local always.
Of course, same to you. Thanks for
Thanks,
having me.
Sarah.
All right, take
Bye.
care. Bye-bye.